B2 Intermediate English Examination. State Language Schools of Extremadura.
Task 1. Short Conversations.
You are going to listen to 7 short conversations. After that, you will answer questions 1 to 7. Choose the correct option, A, B, C. Conversation 0 is an example. You will hear it once. You will listen to the conversations twice. You will have 30 seconds between the first and the second listening, and 60 seconds at the end. You now have 90 seconds to read the questions.
Example.
Okay, so here's a question. Why are certain drugs illegal?
Because of the commercial interests of the producers. So, there's always a bit of truth in that.
It's import control.
Huh?
No, but I mean, more seriously, what is the reason behind making drugs illegal? From a sort of neoliberal point of view, that's considered a victimless crime, people taking drugs. If the people are only doing damage to themselves, they can do damage to themselves with knives or with food or
cigarettes.
Cigarettes, alcohol. Why can't they do damage to themselves with drugs?
Well, they're not only doing damage to themselves. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Conversation 1. I was talking to a university professor a year ago, and he was talking about when I went to university, for example. He said you'd open up, the door of the classroom to the hallway, and you heard people talking and lots of noise. And he says today he opens up the door and it's completely silent, though it's full of people. And I thought that was quite an interesting observation, because everybody's plugged into their, their iPods and their earphones or whatever, and there's nobody talking to each other. So I think
sort of a social isolation as well.
Exactly.
Now maybe other people. A friend of mine said, but they are interacting socially. They are communicating, and maybe it really doesn't matter. I don't know. I think human contact and human touch and human voices and eye contact, all these things are things that are kind of fundamental.
Well, that's one of the reasons. I think one of the things about going to school is socializing. No, I mean, and you learn a lot by socializing with people. And I think that with the new technology, I mean, you see in a classroom all the children, which.
Conversation 2.
The other night I was watching the Channel 4 TV series Spaced, which is excellent, by the way, and I heard the phrase, they say the family of the 21st century is made up of friends, not relatives. And I thought that was quite an interesting phrase, because I hadn't really thought about it like that. What do you think?
What's happened over the last couple of decades is the family unit has disintegrated, and I think people rely more on their friends for security, perhaps. when they previously have relied on the family, but if the family's not there as a second best, they're maybe relying on their friends. But
or maybe not just as a second best. I mean, I know a lot of cases of people who do have families, but they rely far more on their friends because their friends are there for them, whereas their families aren't.
People who are, you know, 100% reliable, and that, you know, your friends are always there, you know, especially in the good times, but perhaps your friends are not quite so reliable whenever things get tougher. People are losing out along a lot, and if they forget the family and if they forget that their family is important. At the same time, if you get into debt, for example, it's very unlikely your friends will bail you out. Your family might.
Conversation 3.
But getting on the violent thing, you know, it's yes and no, because there was an article years ago in The Economist. And it said that actually there's more violent crime in Europe. But the thing is, the violent crime in the States you're most likely to die from because of guns. Mm-hmm. But that actually that the statistics show that, you know,
like muggings.
Yeah, you know, exactly. That type of
unit. Purse snatchings.
But the thing is that in the United States, it's the you know, the death due to a violent crime is higher than in Europe. But that Europe actually has a higher violent crime rate. So it's curious.
Conversation 4.
Pretty much all you read about in the newspapers in Melbourne at the moment is the incidence of street violence, principally young boys particularly, 14, 16, 18-year-olds generally, in groups and just coming along and bashing the living daylights out of somebody. I mean, every week there are reports on this, and people are actually very, very worried about it.
But isn't that, I mean, you're introduced by that by saying in the newspapers, and isn't that part of the problem, that you've got a situation where people want to sell newspapers and making people scared is something the media does very well to sell better. In fact, I think to some extent these things have always happened.
Well, I see your point, and certainly the media does make the most of it. And it's very sensationalist, of course, but certainly in Melbourne, street violence is going up. Amongst young people. And, I mean, when I talk to people from there as well, family and friends and that, I mean, some of them are actually, most of them are quite concerned about it.
Conversation 5.
Don't you have the feeling that kids today have this sort of, feel, like you have the sense that for kids today, violence is something normal? I guess it sort of seems like they have more access to violent things. So I have this feeling that for them, it's something like everyday thing. It's normal for them to see people killing each other. So it's just part of their lifestyle. And I think before, maybe 20 years ago, you didn't have that open access to the internet and games and.
There weren't war films. There weren't. Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah, but you didn't have those games though, where you have people exactly. Blowing each other's head off.
That's right.
And blood splattering all over the place.
I was actually watching some videos on the internet the other day with a group of kids. Well, kids, not exactly kids. I mean, they're about 18, 19. And some of the scenes actually really shocked me.
Conversation 6.
Been quite a lot of information recently in the newspapers and on television about domestic violence. But why does it happen? Why does it occur?
I think it's a matter of people not respecting each other, and also it could be also caused by people that have experienced that as a child or have seen it in their parents. So they grow up with that and they might even see it natural up to some point. So basically, I think it's a matter of how people were brought up and respect.
Conversation 7.
To what extent is society to blame?
I think I spoke about that a little bit earlier. I think they play an important part. I mean, if we live in a society that condemns domestic violence, I mean, it's a positive step. But one thing is condemning it, but another thing is actually doing something about it. I think society is to blame basically because a lot of people are afraid to take action when it doesn't involve them.
Now, listen again. Conversation 1.
I was talking to a university professor a year ago, and he was talking about when I went to university, for example. He said you'd open up, you know, the door of the classroom to the hallway, and you heard people talking and lots of noise. And he says today he opens up the door and it's completely silent, though it's full of people. And I thought that was quite an interesting observation, because everybody's plugged into their, you know, their iPods and their earphones or whatever, you know, and there's nobody talking to each other. So I think
it's sort of a social isolation as well.
Exactly.
Now, maybe they other people, a friend of mine argues, said, but they are interacting socially. They are communicating, and maybe it really doesn't matter. I don't know. I think, you know, I think human contact and human touch and human voices and eye contact, well, all these things are things that are kind of fundamental.
Well, that's one of the reasons. I think one of the things about going to school is socializing. No, I mean, and you learn a lot by socializing with people. And I think that with the new technology, I mean, you know, you see in the classroom all the children, which.
Conversation 2.
The other night I was watching the Channel 4 TV series Spaced, which is excellent, by the way, and I heard the phrase, they say the family of the 21st century is made up of friends, not relatives. And I thought that was quite an interesting phrase, because I hadn't really thought about it like that. What do you think?
What's happened over the last couple of decades is the family unit has disintegrated, and I think people rely more on their friends for security, perhaps, when they previously have relied on the family. But if the family's not there, as a second best, they're maybe relying on their friends. But
or so maybe not just as a second best. I mean, I know a lot of cases of people who do have families, but they rely far more on their friends because their friends are there for them, whereas their families aren't.
People who are, you know, 100% reliable, and that, you know, your friends are always there, you know, especially in the good times, but perhaps your friends are not quite so reliable whenever things get tougher. People are losing out a lot, and if they forget the family and if they forget that their family is important. At the same time, if you get into debt, for example, it's very unlikely your friends will bail you out. Your family might.
Conversation 3.
But then, getting on the violent thing, you know, it's yes and no, because there was an article years ago in the Economist, and it said that actually there's more violent crime in Europe, but the thing is, the violent crime in the States you're most likely to die from because of guns,
mm-hmm.
but that actually that the statistics show that, you know,
like muggings,
you know, exactly that type of
purse,
you know,
snatchings.
But the thing is that in the United States, it's the you know, the death due to a violent crime is higher than in Europe, but that Europe actually has a higher violent crime rate. So it's curious.
Conversation 4.
Pretty much all you read about in the newspapers in Melbourne at the moment is the incidence of street violence, principally young boys particularly, 14, 16, 18-year-olds generally, in groups and just coming along and bashing the living daylights out of somebody. I mean, every week there are reports on this, and people are actually very, very worried about it.
But isn't that, I mean, you're introduced by that by saying in the newspapers, and isn't that part of the problem, that you've got a situation where people want to sell newspapers and making people scared is something the media does very well to sell better. In fact, I mean, I think to some extent these things have always happened.
Well, I see your point, and certainly the media does make the most of it. And it's very sensationalist, of course. But certainly in Melbourne, street violence is going up amongst young people. And I mean, when I talk to people from there as well, family and friends and that, I mean, some of them are actually, most of them are quite concerned about it.
Conversation 5.
Don't you have the feeling that kids today have this sort of feel, you have the sense that for kids today, violence is something normal? I guess it sort of seems like they have more access to violent things. So I have this feeling that for them, it's something like everyday thing. It's normal for them to see people killing each other. So it's just part of their lifestyle. And I think before, maybe 20 years ago, you didn't have that open access to internet and games and...
There weren't war films. There weren't... Cowboys and Indians.
Yeah, but you didn't have those games where you have people blowing each other's head off.
That's right.
And blood splattering all over the place.
I was actually watching some videos on the internet the other day with a group of kids. Well, kids, not exactly kids. I mean, they're about 18, 19. And some of the scenes actually really shocked me.
Conversation 6.
Been quite a lot of information recently in the newspapers and on television about domestic violence. But why does it happen? Why does it occur?
I think it's a matter of people not respecting each other, and also it could be also caused by people that have experienced that as a child or have seen it in their parents. So they grow up with that, and they might even see it natural up to some point. So basically, I think it's a matter of how people were brought up and respect.
Conversation 7.
To what extent is society to blame?
I think I spoke about that a little bit earlier. I think they play an important part. I mean, if we live in a society that condemns domestic violence, I mean, it's a positive step. But one thing is condemning it, but another thing is actually doing something about it. I think society is to blame, basically because a lot of people are afraid to take action when it doesn't involve them.
This is the end of listening 1.